Yet another morning conversation this week, as so many things either get started or are continuing into the fall semester and the fall season. The Southern Illinois Symphony Orchestra presents its 2012-2013 series at Shryock Auditorium. Maestro Ed Benyus is in studio with us. Ed, thanks for coming in.
Good morning, Jennifer. I bet you're pleased not to have to talk about politics this morning.
It's actually refreshing, yeah. I always like when you come in, we can kind of talk about those nights when you can kind of get away from it all, listen to some music, whether it's a more modern composer or even a classical composer of years gone by. You've got quite a range of people that you'll be
pretty varied program. We try to keep things mixed up and interesting for everybody. And as you can see from our postcard, we have a theme for the whole season, commemorating the 150th anniversary of the Civil War. We don't do that in our first concert, but we'll touch on it on three of our five programs in the series. But we do open on Tuesday night, September 25th, with a concert called Kelly and Dvorak.
Is it a pitting of the two against each other, or more of a combined effort?
Well, a couple years ago, I had Mandat and Tchaikovsky, and if you go on the Southern Tickets Online website, you'll see an image of Dvorak scowling at Dick Kelly, the saxophone player, and Kelly's scowling back at him. But what it is the second half of the program is the beautiful symphony by Antonín Dvorak, Czech composer from the 19th century. It's his eighth symphony. Many people are familiar with the New World Symphony of Dvorak. This is the one that comes right before it and is very, very tuneful, very beautiful. And Dick Kelly is my colleague at the School of Music, our saxophone professor, and he is playing a saxophone concerto that he suggested to me over the summer. Really a beautiful piece by a composer I'm sure no one has heard of. His name is Lee Actor. He is on the West Coast. He's a composer in residence with a Palo Alto symphony. But I tell you, I'm not a huge saxophone fan, but I listened to this piece, and I thought it was just terrific. It's beautiful. It's exciting, a three-movement concerto. It's lyrical tunes, and it has me, when we rehearse it, there's a beautiful melody in the second movement, and I just go out of rehearsal singing this to myself. And you don't get many 21st century pieces of music that have that effect on you. So I hope people will come and hear that. And then we kick off the program with an overture by Rossini, who's known for his overtures. This is from La Gazza Ladra, and it's music that I'm sure people have heard of. It was a theme song for a radio program when I was a kid. I can't remember what program it was. So that's Tuesday, September 25th at Shryock, opening night at the symphony called Kelly and Dvorak. Rossini Overture, Saxophone Concerto, Intermission, Dvorak Symphony.
Sure, and of course, as you said, this is next Tuesday, September 25th. The show starts at 7:30. You can get more information on all of this by going to southerntickets.online.com, click on Events, and then SI Symphony Orchestra. That's got the information that you need, and you can also get ticket information there as well. And sometimes I talk to people about the symphony, and they say, well, I can't go. It's over my head. I wouldn't understand. I wouldn't appreciate it. What do you say to people like that?
Well, they're wrong, first of all. But I'm glad you brought up that question, because we really try and make our concerts very informal. You know, the orchestra does get dressed up in tuxedos, but the audience can come however they want. And I always take the chance to talk to the audience several times during the concert and welcome them and try and explain a little bit about the music. So, you know, we're all on the same boat down here, Southern Illinois, rural area. You know, we are 2 hours from a major metropolitan area. So if you want to have, I think to be the best symphony orchestra in our 30 or so county region here of Southern Illinois, come to Shryock to hear the Southern Illinois Symphony. And don't be intimidated, because there's plenty of people like you who don't know very much but just really enjoy it.
It's always interesting to listen to some modern musicians who say, well, I was influenced by Dvorak. I was influenced by Beethoven, Mozart, those sorts of things. Do you think you can hear hints of today's music in some of the things that you hear from the past?
Well, yeah. In one of my classes, I play a couple of there's a Billy Joel song where he takes a Beethoven a piano sonata, turns it into a song. Celine Dion does it with Rachmaninoff. You're right. This is music that is more substantive than the pop music you hear. You know, you can hear a pop song and be energized by it and so forth. But, you know, maybe to listen to it over and over and over, you might not have any kind of a depth of feeling, but this music should reach your soul, I think, a little more and maybe be more thought-provoking.
Sure. Try it out next Tuesday, September 25th at 7:30 at Shryock Auditorium. Kelly and Dvorak is the opening performance for the Southern Illinois Symphony Orchestra. Now, in November, you've got Violin for Vets. Tell us about that one.
Okay, that's on November 8th, 2 days after the presidential election and just before Veterans Day. So what we're doing, bipolar concert, I guess you could say. The second half, we're bringing in a fabulous violin soloist named Natasha Korsakova, who's a direct descendant, incidentally, of Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov, the great Russian composer. But she's also a fabulous violin concerto. She will play one of the great pieces of the violin repertoire, the concerto by Brahms. That's the second half of the program. First half, we're going to sort of be more patriotic, follow the Civil War theme, and commemorate Veterans Day. So we're going to play a piece called American Salute by Morton Gould, which uses Civil War music. We're going to play the theme from the miniseries Band of Brothers about World War II, and that's got some really beautiful music, and we'll have some projected images over the orchestra while we do that. And then the Light Cavalry Overture by Franz von Suppe to kick it off. And then our Armed Forces Salute, which is kind of a tradition to honor the veterans when they get a chance to stand up. We play all the songs of each of the branches of the service. So the veterans portion on the first half, and we hope they'll stay to hear this violin soloist and some beautiful music on the second half.
Absolutely. Something that's become a bit of a tradition for the orchestra is the Nutcracker. It's an even-numbered year, so time
right.
for the Nutcracker again.
I think the word is biennial. Every 2 years, we'll do the Nutcracker, and it's been better and better every time we've done it. Last time in 2010, we sold out two performances at Shryock, 1,200 seats, and we expect to do that again this year. So make sure you get your seats early. We'll have a Saturday evening and a Sunday afternoon performance, December 15th and 16th. We bring in professional dancers coming in from the San Francisco Ballet, and then we use 100 local dancers in this production. It's a great event. Music that everybody's familiar with, the Nutcracker on December 15th and 16th.
Sure, and as we head into the next semester, into the spring, Stars of Altgeld, which is an annual event.
That's right.
Always a good way to kind of see what talent is headed upward.
Well, that's March 21st. That's on a Thursday night. We have an annual solo competition at the School of Music where we have vocalists, pianists, instrumentalists all compete. We usually pick one or sometimes two winners from that contest. That takes place in December. So we don't know what the music will be or who the soloist will be. And now for the third year in the row, we're running a composition contest, and that'll have a Civil War theme to it. So composition students can enter a piece up to 5 minutes long, some sort of a Civil War theme, and we'll perform the winners. That'll be a world premiere at that concert. And then the final concert of the year is on April 30th, and we combine with the Southeast Missouri Orchestra and play some great music by Wagner, Meistersinger Prelude, Tchaikovsky, Capriccio Italien, the Afro-American Symphony by William Grant Still, and then we are together commissioning a piece called Two Brothers by the composer Jim Stevenson. You had mentioned similar in idea to Copland's Lincoln Portrait. It'll be for a couple of narrators with orchestra using letters from brothers on both sides of the Civil War conflict. So that's the final concert of the season.
Sure. We sure look forward to it. The Southern Illinois Symphony Orchestra kicks off its 2012-2013 season next week on Tuesday night, September 25th. And then again, those performances November 8th, Violin for Vets. In December, Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker, Stars of Altgeld in March, Two Brothers in April. Ed Benyus, thank you so much.
Thank you, Jennifer.